Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey everybody, I am pumped. How the heck are you? Welcome to episode number 7 of the Private Labeler Show, and I got a great show in store for you today. I'm super excited, super pumped that you're here. Thanks for spending a little bit of your day with me in the Private Labeler Show podcast. Really appreciate that. Try to deliver as much value as I can to you, as always. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what's holding you back from getting started or taking steps forward in your Amazon business. Now, if you are not familiar, not aware, it's the first time listening to the show, I'm dedicating 2016 to helping 1,000 people start an online business. So if you already had started an online business, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to helping you take the next step in your online business. So bringing it to the next level, things of that sort. This is really a near and dear cause to me. I can't stand it when people feel trapped in a job that they hate and they just don't see a way out. And they're just looking for some ideas to, you know, start making money online and starting an online business, becoming their own boss and things like that. So if that is you, then this is the right podcast for you. So originally I planned on talking about the next phase in our launch process. So if you've been following along with episode 6 and the past episodes, we're kind of moving along in the launch process. And I was originally going to talk about how to get ready for your launch and, you know, launching your first product, because at this point your product should be on its way from the supplier and on its way to the Amazon warehouses. So last episode we talked about setting up your listing, getting your keywords and your photography all good, and this was supposed to be an episode that we're going to take it to the next step, talking about the launch process. Decided to pause that and kind of go and do that in episode 8. Now, the reason why I wanted to do that, I just kind of had something on my mind and I felt like sharing it because I felt like it was important. So, but before we get into this action-packed episode, just wanted to remind you to go to privatelabelershow.com and subscribe to the podcast on there. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. And while you're doing that, also go to privatelabelershow.com and join the Private Mastermind Facebook group and get in there, join the community, say hi to everybody, ask questions. If you have a question that you want me to answer on a future podcast, just throw it in there and we'll look at it and see if we can get that question answered on a future podcast. So please go ahead and do that. Also, just a quick success tip that I wanted to share with you in regards to some pricing strategies I've been playing with one of my products. If you have a product already and you're kind of just, you know, struggling for some ideas on how to kind of get it ramped up or rejuvenated like I was, try this. So I have a product that I had priced sort of a little bit higher than a lot of the competition. My margins for each unit sold were really good. And some days I would do really well in sales and it was really exciting. And then certain days it would almost be like the item was dead. I mean, it would only be a few units going out. So it was such a huge fluctuation. And what I decided to do was take a hard look at pricing amongst other things. And I slowly started to kind of lower the pricing of this unit. And I wasn't the cheapest price in town. I was really, really competitively priced. So I made some adjustments and I was tracking these changes. What was the outcomes of it in terms of margin and profit and units sold and all this stuff. And what I found was that if I remained extremely competitive in terms of price, not the cheapest, but very, very competitive, and still maintained a fairly healthy margin on each unit sold, basically what I found is that the amount of units that I sold doubled and tripled most days. And that was just kind of an observation that I had. And I wanted to share that with you. So I'm selling, of this particular item, I'm selling a lot more units. And I'm not making as much profit as I really hoped or had hoped in, when I originally launched this product. But the amount of sales that I'm generating out of it and revenue and profit at the end of the day is really exciting. So take a look at your pricing closely and just kind of evaluate maybe what changes you can make. Now, I'm not going to advise you to make a ton of different changes to your listing all at once, because that's not good, because then you can't really track what was the ultimate change that made the impact on your sales. So, you know, do this slowly and make sure you track it. So, you know, maybe lower the price or increase the price appropriately, and then, you know, wait at least a week or so before you determine the ultimate results of that change. So I determined that being extremely competitive in price had a dramatic effect on the amount of units sold, which is really exciting, because that means that more organic reviews are going to come in. That means that I am going to rank stronger over time for a lot of different keywords, because Amazon's going to see, wow, this item is really moving, it's really selling. And therefore, I'm going to start to rank organically for a ton more keywords, because there's just so many units being pushed out. So just wanted to share that with you. Always have the mindset of thinking outside the box, or trying different things, or, you know, don't be afraid to make changes to your listing as long as you are tracking what the outcome of those changes are. So I just wanted to share that quick success tip on pricing. So let's get into this episode. And this is going to be kind of just a freestyle, not necessarily rant, but kind of a wake-up call to some of you out there that might be listening. And then, you know, this episode, I really want to get you just freaking motivated, just super excited to start taking some action, okay? I did a little digging, and I wanted to share kind of a basic statistic with you. And as of, I think it was 2014 or 2015, the amount of millionaires in the United States is now over 10 million, okay? So now, most of those, or a lot of those millionaires, have been created as of recent due to the internet. And the internet, and broadband internet specifically, has radically changed the game. It's radically changed the economy, and it has created just epic amounts of millionaires. Now, your goal might not be to be a millionaire, and it's not the goal of a lot of people, and that's okay. However, I just wanted to show you that the time is now to start taking advantage of this new digital economy that we all live in, okay? Now, if you are a millionaire, and maybe that is your goal, just think about the opportunity that that will provide for you in terms of freedom, the freedom to do things that you want to do, the freedom to be your own boss, the freedom to travel the world, or whatever it is that is important to you. That's really important, because not everybody has, you know, the same type of goals. So for me, it's all about the freedom lifestyle, being able to work where and when I want, not having anybody tell me what to do necessarily, and just living the lifestyle that, you know, a lot of people desire, and the internet provides that. Amazon helps provide the platform for that to happen. So in the United States, over 10 million households now are classified as millionaires. So that is super exciting. And the internet and Amazon are huge reasons why. So if you're not taking advantage of everything that is in play for you in terms of making money online, or just you know, all things with the digital economy, you should be. Now, if you're on the fence, let's get in the game together. Let's do this together. Now, 2016 is going to be your year. It is going to be the year that's going to change your life. It's going to be the year that changes your family's life. I hope that you create the business of your dreams that allows you to potentially quit your 9-to-5 job. If you don't know a little bit about me, in the earlier podcasts, I believe I kind of gave my story a little bit, but it's been a few years now since I've actually worked a 9-to-5 or worked for somebody else. And I'll tell you this, I will never go back. I will never go back to working for somebody else. Having a job is basically what they call just over broke. Like, when you work for somebody else, you're making somebody else rich. I worked, you know, 60, 70, 80 hours plus making somebody else a lot of money, and that just doesn't work. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people are doing right now, and it doesn't have to be that way. So I'm just really encouraging you to take 2016 as a wake-up call to the lifestyle that you desire and that you deserve. And it's all there for you. And I want to hopefully give you a little bit of motivation after today's episode just to get your butt moving, okay? Now, I know some of the people that are listening to this podcast, you guys are from all over the world, you know, various countries. And here's the beauty of it. In 1986, it really mattered, or, you know, back in the, you know, 1980s, 1990s, even the early part of the 2000s, a lot was kind of centered around where you lived and the opportunities present to you. So, you know, if you lived in certain parts of the world, it was really difficult to make, you know, a great income. You had a lot of circumstances that maybe prevented you from, you know, becoming a millionaire or whatever. Now it is 2016 and you have to fast forward and go, it doesn't really matter what part of the world you live in. You can utilize and use the same tools that everybody has, that somebody from Canada has, that somebody from the United States has, that somebody from, you know, anywhere in Europe has. We all have these great tools at our disposal, and you have no, you know, you have no excuses anymore. So if you're listening from anywhere in the world, you are in unique times, okay? You are in absolute unique times. And it's really exciting the past few years, the amount of freedom that the internet has helped people create in their lives, utilizing, you know, the internet, broadband technology, social media, so on and so forth. So I'm just you know, really blown away by the stat about the amount of millionaires in the United States. And hopefully that can be you someday if that's one of your goals in life. Now, talking about taking action. So, you know, what's holding you back right now? So if you're listening to this and you haven't launched your first product yet, you've been sitting on the sidelines, you might be sitting there going, yeah, I want to start an Amazon business, or I want to start an online business, but fill in the blank. There's a lot of buts, right? There's a lot of reasons why you may or may not jump in the ring this year and make that happen. Now, if you are listening to this and you've already launched your first product or have numerous products, awesome. Congratulations. Keep pushing forward. Keep taking action. After you launch your first one, you kind of look at it and go, I can do this again and again and again and again. You know, wash, rinse, repeat, and, you know, really build a huge private label brand on Amazon and, you know, create a really, really great income. And you know kind of what's possible at this point. But the key is just to take action. Now, I kind of have this general list here in front of me of like, why people don't take action in terms of starting an online business or starting a private label Amazon business. And one of the ones that I hear more often than not is, I just don't have the money quite yet. And that is completely understandable. I get it 100%. It does take some money to buy some private label products. It does take, you know, money to get started. This isn't something that you can necessarily do with $0 in a lot of cases. So, you know, that's an understandable situation when you're like, you know, after I save up or after I get my tax returns, then I'm going to buy my first batch of products and start selling. Okay, great. Totally get it. As long as you have a plan. So what I would also encourage you to do is just take a look at your current expenses. So if you're really strapped for cash, take a look at your expenses. You know, I'm not here to be your financial advisor, but look at what you're spending money on in your day-to-day life and kind of look, see where could I save or trim, you know, a couple bucks here and there. I know when I first quit my job to start on, you know, an online business, one of the first things I did before I quit was I dramatically cut down on my daily expenses. And, you know, that meant like cutting cable out completely, downgrading my cell phone plan, you know, really watching what I was spending at the grocery store, just like basic things and kind of going bare bones, you know, getting rid of Netflix or whatever it might be that wasn't serving me at the time and I couldn't afford to spend money on. So take a look at your expenses and figure out maybe where you can trim an extra $50 or $100 or more and start putting that money towards, you know, your first batch of products. Now, I'm going to throw a couple bones your way. Now, if you don't have the amount of money necessary today to start investing in your first batch of products, what I might encourage you to do if you are not doing this already are two different things. So first things first, if you want to generate some good income that you can use towards your Amazon private label business, is you might want to look into self-publishing with Amazon Kindle. Now, that can be a really great platform if you are not already doing that to start making some passive income on Amazon and using that income that you make from that and start funneling it towards your private label products business. That's what I personally started out doing. You know, there's still plenty of money to be made in Amazon Kindle. So check that out. I'll put it in the notes on the episode of a program that I use to kind of educate myself on that. So I'll put that in the notes so you can check that out. And I continue to this day to use a lot of money that I make from Amazon Kindle and funnel that into my private label products business. And that's a really great way to get started. And it's, you know, it doesn't cost a ton of money to get started with Amazon Kindle, not nearly as much as it does with the private label business. The upside to the private label products business is far greater than a lot of online businesses you can get into. So also a second Amazon business that you can start on the side to create passive income that you can use to start saving or putting towards your physical products business is a program that I just learned about called Merch by Amazon. So I'll put that in the notes as well. Also, if you type in Google like Merch by Amazon, this is a really exciting program that Amazon has that not a lot of people know about that literally requires $0, $0, okay, and fairly minimal upstart. Like, it doesn't require you to be a genius in anything. I mean, just take a look at the program, but it's $0 investment. It just requires a little bit of your time, and you can start using the Merch by Amazon program to start creating a passive income so that you can start saving a little bit faster. So check those out. You're probably thinking, you're either looking that up right now, what the heck is this Merch by Amazon stuff? Basically what it is, just, I'm not going to get too much into detail on it, as I just learned about it fairly recently. I just signed up for an account myself, and basically what you do is you upload designs for t-shirts, like t-shirt designs that people then searching Amazon can look for t-shirts, and they can see your design and have it printed on demand on a t-shirt. So it requires no inventory on your part, just a little bit of creativity and a little bit of design knowledge. It's super exciting. It probably isn't going to make you a ton of money, but it might be something you do a few hours here and there to start building at least some money that you can funnel towards your Amazon private label business. So check those out. You really don't have any excuses. Once you kind of do what I just told you there, you really don't have any excuses about money in most cases. There's always ways to fund your physical products business. Now, that might be maybe one of your family members is also looking for an opportunity to create an online business. Maybe reach out to them, and if they have the funds, maybe you guys partner together and do it as a family affair, something like that. So that might be another option for you. So explore your options. So not having any money, well, have a plan to get the money, okay? However you have to do it. The next thing that I hear from time to time is people just say, well, there's just so much to learn about starting a physical products business or private label business or start selling on Amazon. There's just so much to learn, and you know, they want to make sure that they're super educated in it before they start taking action. It's totally understandable. I'm kind of that same person where I like to really educate myself. And you know, just ask yourself this: how many hours a day are you spending educating yourself on this physical products business? Is it occasionally, or are you dedicating like an hour or two of your day, you know, listening to podcasts like this, watching YouTube videos, getting in the Facebook groups, just kind of studying? So make sure that you're spending the time to get knowledgeable. But ultimately, you know, don't get paralysis by analysis. Make sure that you get the, you know, required knowledge and just start implementing and start taking those baby steps forward and start taking action, okay? There are people out there that didn't have a whole lot of knowledge in creating an Amazon business or an online business that I know that are doing very well for themselves, and they didn't really know what they were doing when they first got started, okay? They learn along the way. So you can be one of those people. You don't have to know everything to get started. So the next thing that I hear a lot of people talk about is the fear of failure. You know, they're so worried about, what if I, you know, lose out on a bunch of money? What if things go wrong? What if, what if, what if? There's so many what ifs, and people tend to associate the what ifs with negatives, but rarely, if ever, attach positives to those what ifs, right? And I mentioned this in a prior podcast, but you know, what if when you launch your first private label product, things go right and it's a hit and all your hard work really pays off and, you know, it's a huge success and it fuels you to launch more products. And, you know, before you know it, you're financially free. You can tell your boss, hey, I'm done. You know, what if that happens? What if you're successful in this and it changes your life and it gives you the freedom that you desire or whatever goals that you have are achievable at this point? So attach a positive to the what if. You know, what if things go right? Okay. So think about that for a second. Now, the bottom line is, yes, this is a business. And yes, there is a little bit of risk. You have to understand that. Yeah, that it's, you know, if this were easy, everybody would be doing it. Now, just attach positives to that. The bottom line is the worst that could probably happen is that you sell off all your product and you break even. That's usually the worst that could probably happen. And then you're out a little bit of time, but you gain a ton of knowledge. You gain all this experience on how to do it better the second time around. I see a lot of times in the Facebook groups, I see people saying, this is my second product. My first product didn't necessarily work out, but I kept going. I kept moving forward. I know now what to do different, okay? So don't fear the failure. There is no failure. Failure is only feedback of what to do and what not to do. You know, you only fail if you quit and you stop. That's the way I see it and that's the way I perceive it. And that's the way you can believe it too. So the next thing that I hear people say as far as, you know, kind of making excuses and why they didn't get started is they say that they don't have time, okay? Which is complete bullshit. Let's face it. There's plenty of time. There's 24 hours in every single day. You know, look at people like Bill Gates or Elon Musk or anybody that is a billionaire and has made it. Okay, look at all the different things that they have going on in their life and in their world. All right, they get the same amount of time that you do and I do. They just choose to use that time more wisely. All right, they're just extremely efficient in what they're doing. You know, we all get 24 hours in a day. Saying that you have no time isn't a good excuse. That's basically just saying that you're not really committed to this. That, you know, you're kind of just making an excuse on why you haven't taken action. So here's some clear-cut things that you can do. A, cut down on your damn TV time, okay? So take a look at how many hours a day you watch TV. That's just a common thing that people say, I don't have time, but yet they get home from work and they watch 4 hours of television, you know, just sitting in front of the TV. So I'm not saying don't watch TV really at all. I mean, you can do what you want to do, but just, you know, cut down on an hour of television a day and allocate that towards this Amazon business, all right? If you don't watch TV, well, track maybe how much surfing on the internet that you do a day. You know, how much time are you just kind of screwing around mindlessly playing games on your phone or on the internet? And, you know, just wax that down by about an hour a day. Then you carved out that hour. So as long as you schedule a dedicated time each day, like maybe the only free time you really have all day is after maybe your kids go to bed, you know, after dinner served or, you know, you got your activities. And you know, maybe you go to bed around 11 o'clock at night typically. Well, look at maybe between 9 and 11 o'clock or 10 and 11 o'clock. That's the hour each day that you're going to dedicate towards this Amazon business. So schedule it. Make it a priority. Make it important. Try to set aside at least an hour a day to learn. Now, if you can't even do that, then what I would suggest is look at waking up an hour earlier. All right? So instead of sleeping until, you know, 7 o'clock a.m., maybe get up at 6 o'clock a.m. All right? You can always find time. It's just how dedicated are you to finding that time to learn? So stop making the excuses. Find the time. It's there. You just have to really commit yourself to it. So next thing I would encourage you to do, if you have not done this yet already, is set some goals for your Amazon business. Now, if you don't have a product launched yet, set a hard goal or hard date of when you are going to get that first product launched. What's your drop dead date? All right. Maybe you also set, you know, when you're going to have your first product picked by. So maybe set that first. And then second is when are you going to actually have that product launched? Now, what I would advise you to do is get like a whiteboard if you don't already have one and write that goal down, like the specific date by when you're actually going to achieve that. And write that down and put it in a visible place. So like, I have a lot of my goals posted on my refrigerator because it's in a prominent location. I see it all the time. and I can look at it all the time, and it's always on my mind. It's there. So I'm never not thinking about it. Now, please do that if you have not done so. Hopefully you have, but if not, you know, it doesn't take much to do that. And then also too, what I find is very effective is writing out your goals each day. So you might, you know, wake up and go through your goals and your morning ritual and say, you know, by such and such a day, I'm going to have my first private label product launch. It's going to be a great success. You know, I'm going to be able to quit my job by such and such a date as well. Whatever those goals are, write those goals out. And a lot of times people just repeat and say their goals, but it is more effective, I believe proven effective by science, that your goals will come to fruition at a much greater rate if you get in the habit of writing out those goals, like the physical act, not typing on a computer, not just repeating it to yourself 1,000 times, but actually physically writing out those goals. So write it out at least once a day. Some of the best known people in the self-help world would say, yeah, write it out in the morning and at night. You know, keep writing it out, whatever it may be. So I'm not saying that that's going to guarantee that that goal is going to happen, but you're going to be fairly likely then, if it's just constantly on your mind to achieve that goal, you're going to start taking that action to move one step forward. Now, if you're doing all these things and, you know, you're still stuck, you're still caught, you don't really know where to turn or, you know, what's the next step in the process, just reach out. Go in our Facebook group, ask the questions there. You know, there's always going to be these little hiccups or these little hangups where, you know, you're not really sure what to do, or you're not really sure, is this a good product or not? Should I move forward with this? Just ask. There are so many people in this industry that are willing to help you, willing to give you, advice, because we've all been there. So, you know, the support is there for you. I'm here for you. There's others here for you as well. We're all in this together. It's like I said, it's very near and dear to my heart to help people realize their potential, realize their potential for greatness, and, you know, reality of actually being able to meet their goals and their dreams of, you know, starting an online business, giving themselves the freedom lifestyle that they deserve, maybe quitting their job. You know, that's a huge passion for me. And anything I can do to help you out along the way, absolutely let me know, let others know as well. And there's so many people that are amazing in this industry that are just looking to help people just like you. Because like I said, I've been there and I'm still there. You know, I'm still learning. I'm always asking questions. You should never stop learning. So that's just kind of my rant on this episode. And I just wanted to kind of get a few things off my chest about that. So hopefully you got a little bit of a nudge out of this if you haven't launched your first product to get started. There's never been a better time in human history to create your own business, to start an online business, to start creating an income that's going to support your dream lifestyle, whatever that may be. You know, if you're into the, you know, buying expensive cars and the mansions and all that stuff and you want it all, you know, damn it, those are your dreams. You should be able to have those come to reality, and Amazon can help you with that with their platform. But maybe you're like me and you don't desire all those material items. You just want the freedom to you know, work where you want, when you want, and travel when you want. You know, it's all there for you too. So no matter what your dreams are, what your goals are, what your ambitions are, creating a private label products business on Amazon, you know, the time has never been greater. In the last episode, I believe I talked, you know, about how much Amazon is just exploding, and it's not slowing down. It's only getting bigger. There's so many opportunities out there for you. Just take advantage of it. Don't have any excuses. Move forward. Okay. So if this resonated with you at all, leave a note in the comments, please, on the blog on privatelabelershow.com. There's a comment section below. Please let me know. Was this helpful to you? Maybe let me know in the Facebook group as well. You know, did this get you going? You know, I'm just really encouraging you to get fired up. Make shit happen, all right? Don't be an excuse maker. Make it happen. Move forward. And we're all here for each other. So, like I said, fire away. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to your success and your progress. It is still early in 2016, but there's still a long way to go. And, you know, our dreams are out there. We just got to, you know, go get them. So I'm going to kind of end that there, my little rant. And in the next episode, I promise we're going to talk about the launch plan. We're going to talk about, you know, the launch checklist, kind of some things that you need to have ready so that once your products hit the Amazon warehouse, you know exactly what to do and you can start your launch off with a bang and just go crazy and start getting reviews and start getting ranked and, you know, kind of move forward on that so that your product launches successfully and you can start making a really cool income from that product. And we'll go from there. So please, like I said, subscribe, check out privatelabelershow.com and scroll around, leave some comments. And I look forward to talking to you along the way. You have an awesome day. Thanks. Bye.